All right, everybody, welcome to the Sports Ethos, Senators Chargers podcast. There's about 5 minutes left in this torturous Texans-Cowboys game. And here with me to talk about the Cowboys' torture, probably with some glee, is Brandon Furtado. How are you?
I'm good, Rob. Not doing too bad. And listen, I got my ha-has out, you know, once... I've been getting my jollies all season long. So this is nothing new to me. At this point now, I'm just like, bro, get them off my screen. It's enough already.
So I'll just tell the story. So I watched their first four drives, and I was like, I can speed through this, which is just take my phone and just go play by play by play, watch every play, you know, do the show. I can speed through this. Let me take a nap because I can't do it. I literally cannot do this for 3 hours. I can't do it. I'd rather just do it in a 40-minute spurt, get it over with, and start the show. So that's what I did. I took a nap. Second half started right when I woke up, sped through the first half, watched the second half, and I'm even more upset than I would have been if I just sat downstairs and watched the whole game live. Because they piss me off, Brandon. Watching the Panthers pisses you off. Watching the Raiders piss you off. But you don't see them on national TV, like, every so often, right? Other than, like, a couple weeks. So you can live with the torture when there's other games on Red Zone. When it comes to the Cowboys, you can't really do that. And I'll have to look through their schedule. I'll do that at some point before we're done to just talk about the fact that we are going to watch this for a little bit, and they're fighting now. Oh my god, guys, it's over. Okay. Like, oh my god, 3:42 left for those of you kind of following. So this is when that crazy fight happens here. So I was, when I got up, I was like going all over the house, like, I don't like this, I don't like this. And my mom goes, what's wrong with them? And I go, the best way for you to understand why the Cowboys are so bad is they're like a young kid with a temper tantrum, and they're constantly having a temper tantrum over the same thing every day, but you don't know how to stop them. Like, that's literally what they are in terms of like a non-football analogy. But I'm sorry, Brandon, you have to give me just 5 minutes here. You and I have played Madden against each other, played college football against each other. And on offense, I'm probably the most annoying idiot to ever play Madden or college football. And the reason why is I do two very specific things when I play. One is, in Madden 24, I run halfback stretch, which is a very cheesy play that's literally broken. And they never fixed it for the life of the game. Thank you, EA Sports, for not fixing an actual problem with a play call. It's literally broken. But I also do a thing where, and this is something that the Niners do a lot because that's what their playbook is, but, you know, they can still drive the ball down the field. But the Cowboys do kind of what I do when I play Madden or college football, which is snap, throw. And it doesn't matter what happens. I'm just going to snap and throw it to the guy I think will be open and hope for the best. That, you know, in a video game, it can work. And you're having fun in a video game, and it can work, and it can do what it does. But in real life, that's what Cooper Rush is. And again, just like a video game, sometimes it works, like that streak he had a couple weeks ago. That's how he beat the Rams in that game in 2022. But more often than not, in real life, that's just not going to work. And when he tries to push the ball down the field, it's because he needs to, because he has CeeDee Lamb. But he's picking, like, the worst spots to throw it to him at. And it's causing interceptions, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly infuriating. Because I'm like, dude, you are not in a video game. How is this offense so simplified for you? It's like they only run four plays. You've been in this system for how many years? 4 or 5? And that's all you know how to do? Like, it's unbelievably infuriating. It makes no sense. It's like Mike McCarthy does, well, rightfully so, Mike McCarthy doesn't trust him. But, dude, he's been in your system as your backup quarterback for as long as I can remember, and all you know how to do is that. All you know how to teach him is that. It's incredibly infuriating. You don't even have to be a Cowboys fan. You just have to be a fan of football to understand how incredibly stupid it is.
It's true. I mean, that's why, you know, everybody was like, and this I think this is part of it too. Everybody, when Cooper Rush first came in for Dak, when Dak was hurt, everybody was like, you know, no one knew who he was. He went, what, 4-1, 5-1 as a starter, whatever it was that year.
Doing exactly what we saw tonight. Exactly, the same thing.
And a lot of it was just because there's no tape on him. So that was the tape that everybody has on him. So, you know, trying to do the same thing. You know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again. So,
like me playing Madden. It's insane, but I don't care what happens because it's a stupid video game. But in real life, you can't do it.
It has consequences. In real life, there's consequences for it. You're not going to win a lot of football games like that. It really, if any. And, you know, so to run the same things with Cooper Rush and expect it to work after, you know, the league knows what he is, you know, he's looked terrible. That's because nobody really trusts him. CeeDee Lamb doesn't trust him. Mike McCarthy doesn't trust him. His own teammates, nobody really trusts him. And it's, you know, it stinks, but also it's like there's a reason why they don't trust you. You're not doing anything to prove that you can run this team, this offense efficiently, because you're not doing it. So it's like you're running the same plays, and then Cooper Rush is like, oh yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, instead of challenging, I don't even think he's challenging himself in practice each week to try to get better, to try to learn new things.
It doesn't look like it at all.
Yeah, because there shouldn't be a problem when you've been in the system for this long. So it's beyond ridiculous that we even have to talk about this. Like, it's like, that's how bad and broken this just overall team is. And
isn't it?
It's not
like
just Cooper Rush.
It's Jerry Jones aside, and we've talked about Jerry being stupid forever. Hell, the roof is caving in on the building. Doesn't even want to be there. The roof is caving in. and by the way, I'm so thankful no one got hurt with those roof things, obviously. Yeah. But that is such a microcosm of their season.
That's the perfect snapshot of their season. Perfect.
This obviously is a joke, but it's also kind of true. If you think about all the roofs that have fallen in the history of the NFL, they all have reasons for why they fall. So, Minnesota, when Brett Favre was there, the roof caved in because of the snow.
Yep.
They didn't want to, the roof didn't want to see Brett Favre's old ass on the field. Today.
Those teams were bad.
Look, they made the conference title, so they were better than the roof thought they were going to be. But
yeah, but they weren't. Yeah, no, the roof was like, are you kidding me? And fell off.
This weekend, the roof saw that stupid Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, and then on Monday on Monday afternoon went, oh, I gotta watch the Cowboys again. No, I'm falling. I'm done. Like, no. I'm gonna try my best not to hurt anybody. Thankfully, no one got hurt. But the roof didn't want to be there at all. Pieces from the stadium don't even want to be there. It's so bad.
They also didn't they also get rid of the old if there's one team that their stadium, you know, got blown up or bulldozed or roof came off, whatever it is, and was successful, it was the Colts when they got rid of the RCA Dome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
the RCA Dome didn't even want to be there. See, it sounds like such a joke because it obviously is, a roof can't think. But when you actually think heavily about it, you can kind of make that weird case. You can make some ghostly case for it.
Yeah. There's a case for the RCA Dome getting bulldozed. It couldn't handle the fact that Peyton Manning couldn't beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. So maybe that's why. Every stadium's got a reason. But my God, is it like? But the crazy thing is Jerry's world, you know, down there.
I have another reason. I think the roof hates that it's called Jerry's World now.
Oh God, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. That's just, you know, that's spending that much money on a stadium
for the roof to fall off like that.
And it's still fairly new. So, like, you know, the renovations and stuff, it's all still fairly new. And for it to fall apart already is ridiculous. But that's the Dallas Cowboys. They've been a laughing stock for three decades.
The roof is also like, you're not going to put curtains on the side that needs curtains? Fuck this, I'm out. Bye. You could come up with so many reasons.
This season, when they look back at the 2024-25 Cowboys season, like, you know, bad team, really, really, really bad from the start. Dak Prescott goes down. Cooper Rush stinks. They bring in Trey Lance for like a couple snaps. He stinks. I mean, but that's to be expected. CeeDee Lamb wants out. Mike McCarthy is frustrated and just throwing his head back at in a what the fuck manner every week.
And also he knows he's going to get fired at this point.
Yeah. And then the sun glare that's disrupting like every team that goes in there. Then Jerry Jones saying that we think it's an advantage, but yet you're disadvantaging your own team. Now there's the cave, the roof pretty much caving in, the roof, you know, that metal piece falling off of it.
And then we also have to talk about Jake Paul, Mike Tyson being the fact that it's in that place and the fight is terrible.
God. This season for the Cowboys is probably like, it's not even like it's the worst. Like record wise, it might end up being that way, but it's not even like it's that way, because you can kind of excuse a couple injuries here and there, but like it's probably the most bizarre season the Cowboys have had in 20 years.
I think at least in our lifetimes, because I'll be truthful, right? The Super Bowl talk in the offseason for the Cowboys is always stupid, but the idea that this team is going to finish with a top 5 pick, this team 100% should have 11 wins to end the year, 12, if that. They should be competing with your Eagles for the division. And yet, instead of that, the team competing with your Eagles for the division, and rightfully so, is a very, very good Washington Commanders team who is actually run by a competent owner and head coach. Figure that much. Yeah. So there you go.
Who was just in Dallas. So, you know, because Dan Quinn was in Dallas literally the past couple seasons. Yeah. So he knows, you know, and I mean his defenses when he was there were you know top 10 in football pretty much. You know, he knew how, and it's funny because the Commanders defense isn't good this year, but he goes from there to taking over a Washington team. We kind of were like, we don't know about the move. And all of a sudden he's got them playing really hard every week. I mean, Jaden Daniels is hurt. That's a big part of it. But they're competing because it's like the new ownership, the new culture there, everything about it is better than what the Dallas Cowboys have right now. Yeah. Everything is better.
Every single thing. You could argue, and I think you would agree with this, you could argue that the best culture in that division is the Commanders.
Yeah.
It's actually amazing. Let's see. So, Cowboys National TV Mania. Are you ready?
Well, I'm just gonna yell flex after every game.
Well, one of them you can't. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Thanksgiving, because God forbid we flex them out of Thanksgiving.
We can't do it. Thanksgiving's set in stone every year because obviously tradition.
Disgusting.
Are you excited to see Tommy DeVito versus Cooper Rush at 1:30 Pacific on Fox, 4:30 Eastern?
Nope. Get rid of it. Nope.
Are you excited to watch Bernie Tommy? Are you excited to watch Tommy Cutlets at least? Because at least the Giants are gonna be more entertaining with Cutlets.
They should be, but will they? We'll see.
Yeah. So you want? Do you want to burn the whole Thanksgiving schedule? Because I kind of want to. Bears Lions.
Yeah.
Bears Lions Giants Cowboys Dolphins Packers. And then Black Friday, Raiders, Chiefs. That's the Thanksgiving schedule.
Dolphins, Packers is the best game there. And that's crazy because both those teams are iffy at best.
I mean, I like Raiders, Chiefs a little bit. But yeah, I think Dolphins, Packers is the best one. So Thanksgiving and Black Friday, burn it. We're going to do a Black Friday show at some point after that Chiefs game. And it's probably going to be torturous for us other than talking about Gladiator because those games are going to be terrible.
Yeah. We're combining Thanksgiving and Black Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be combining a lot of this coming up here because yikes. Let's see. What else we got? Let's see. No. Let's see. We're skipping a few weeks here. God bless America. Oh, no, we're not. Fuck. Okay, damn it. Hang on. So Giants, Cowboys, and then Bengals, Cowboys, which I don't think they can flex anymore because it's too late, and Bengals, Cowboys is going to be that Simpsons thing. So week 14 Monday Night Football, Bengals, Cowboys. Hey, at least you get to watch the Simpsons. You want to watch the Simpsons thing instead?
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely, 1,000 times yes.
So at least we can watch the Simpsons thing. I thought we were fine, and then I realized, oh, week 14 is Bengals Cowboys. Yeah, watch the Simpsons thing. Week 15, let's see. No, thank God. Okay. Wait, did I just see what I just saw? Oh, no. Do you want to know the week 15 game for the Cowboys?
What? You said week what?
15.
What is it?
It's an early window game on Fox. Do you want to, like, guess the team?
No, I can't. I can't. My brain's fried.
The Cowboys travel to North Carolina to play the Panthers early window on Fox.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Thank God it's an early window game.
Oh, we didn't think anything could be worse than the Germany game, but my God, the Panthers are going to top it somehow. Holy crap.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, man. So they have what? They have well, outside of Thanksgiving, because you can't bump them, they have what? Two primetime games?
So they have the Monday Nighter. Hang on, I'm looking, because I... Oh, nope. Okay, so after they play... Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay, so after they play the Panthers, thank God it's an early window game, they play the Bucks on NBC Sunday Night Football.
Oh, my God. Why? Can that be flexed at all at this point?
Yeah, they can still flex that.
That's going to be flexed. That game's absolutely going to be flexed. If it's not, there's something wrong with the people that decide that. There is something seriously wrong.
There's something wrong that with game the people. Flexed. Week 17. Cowboys Eagles has the potential to be flexed for Thursday Night Football for Seahawks Bears. That's the rumor I'm hearing.
Seahawks Bears is a better game.
That's what I said.
Seahawks Bears is the better game because the Eagles are gonna murder them.
Oh, God. And then week 18, everything has flexed. So basically, they have the potential to have like four or five national TV games by the end of the year.
And we're in week 11, so basically it's almost every week. Get them off my TV. It's Cooper Rush. I'm done here. This team is 3-7 and they're finished. There's no real, like, I know that it's too late for some of those games, but after like the next like 2 to 3 weeks, get that garbage team off my screen. I don't care if they're America's team, because even the fans are done with them. Get rid of it. Done.
Yeah, I have that sentiment. I mean, I'm excited to watch Tommy Cutlets, but oh god, man, I'll be working that game too for Sports Ethos. But as a general rule, please spend Thanksgiving with your families. Don't do what we have to do and watch these torturous games.
I cannot believe this is the first year where there is nothing exciting about Thanksgiving. In terms of football.
I think we said that last year. I think this is the second straight year where Thanksgiving was actually pretty torturous.
Yeah, but at least the Lions last year were like the Cinderella story. It's like, but it's like by this point we expect them to be good. So that game sucks now.
Yeah.
Like,
we have a job to do to actually watch them, and rightfully so. We love football. We'll watch anything that comes across our TV screen. But as a general rule, please spend time with your family. Please.
Listen, you can cover Thanksgiving. I don't want to write anything on Thanksgiving. I want to eat and then go to sleep and then have off Friday and then watch a couple, maybe like 5 minutes of the Black Friday game before I say, all right, that's enough.
It might be interesting. It's a divisional game.
Yeah, it was close last time.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Thank you. This is not on the schedule makers. It's on the networks. Thank you to the networks for putting. Thank you to network executives for fighting for Cowboys games every round we go. Thank you. Okay. Texans. I don't have much to say on them because I feel this way about them. With all the injuries that they've had, Brandon, to their wide receiving core, I just think they haven't got a rhythm yet. But now that Nico's back, they're going to get there. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I mean, and this especially tonight, like with this game, I don't look at it as anything crazy. It didn't tell us anything about the Texans because, I mean, you should blow out, you know, this Cowboys team. But because CJ Stroud didn't play well tonight. He was okay. He was all right. He wasn't great. But yeah, it just feels like, yeah, now with him back, feels like they should start rolling soon. You know, especially after this, you know, yeah, you should beat them, but you know, everybody's looking at the Cowboys as a confidence builder because that team is god awful. So, yeah. So you know what? It helps. Yeah, here you go. Next 5 weeks, they play Tennessee. That's a win. Jacksonville. That's a win. Then they have their bye. Miami could be tough, and then they play. So after their bye, it's a little tough. It's Miami, and then they're at Kansas City in Week 16.
Ooh,
so
that Kansas City game is gonna be worth every single second.
Yeah, that's worth it. But yeah, they should win their next 2 weeks very easily. So hopefully they can build some momentum going into the bye and beat the crap out of Tennessee and Jacksonville. And I think they will. They're just too good. Not, I don't think Jacksonville could put up a fight because it's a division game, even though they suck. But still, I think that can be a good – those two games should be momentum builders for this team. You should play better than what you played even tonight, even though you blew them out. So
yeah, I'm not counting what you did tonight at all. I'm really not.
Yeah, I'm not either. So next week, you know, if you can do something, I mean, I'm honestly not counting anything they do until the bye. Their bye is in week 14. So, you know, the next 2 weeks are easy games. You should beat them. The only way I would count the next 2 weeks is if you struggle against them, because you shouldn't struggle. So we'll examine that when that time comes. But for now, you know, I think they'll be all right. They'll, you know, getting Nico back is huge because my God, CJ Stroud does need that, because when he loses even just one of those guys, it feels like he kind of struggles greatly. We saw that in the Jets. So we saw it in the Jets game. He, I mean, any quarterback loses their two guys, but it's like
Baker Mayfield was actually still playing pretty well without Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. But that's just one example. Most guys,
Well, also, keep in mind that Baker has the weirdest career trajectory ever, where he came in and played for the Rams on 2 days' notice without even knowing his receivers. And he was great because he's just used to it. No other quarterback's used to that.
Baker's just a different breed. So, you know, he's like the exception to the rule. But most guys will miss. You know, even somebody as great as CJ Stroud, he'll miss, you know, those guys. So having both of them healthy now, especially Nico, is huge. And I mean, they should just roll over. These next 2 weeks, they should just steamroll over the Titans and Jags.
Yep. And the Jags still haven't fired their head coach yet. I don't know what is going
That's
on
insane.
In that building. I don't know what is going on in that building. I don't know what is going on in that building. So over the past week, ESPN has constantly been talking about how Deion Sanders should be the head coach of the Cowboys, right? But something else a lot more interesting came across from a preview this past week that I'm surprised nobody's talking about. Welcome to the Why Isn't Anyone Talking About This segment. Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel have an excellent podcast called Scoop City. And Diana Rossini, you know, she has all these sources. She says some things on that podcast that if you got to listen to it, you got to at least watch the shorts and listen to bits and pieces of it. Because sometimes she says something that can perk your ears up. Since the Cowboys are playing, this is probably the worst time to, or this is probably the best time to talk about this. And I'll give you Shane's reaction, because I told him this on Saturday when we were going to Wiffle Ball. So are you ready for something that is going to blow your mind even more than the game tonight?
Yeah, lay it on me.
Okay. Diana Rossini said this on Scoop City earlier, I think last week or this week. Diana Rossini said that there is a possibility that Aaron Rodgers would like to have Mike McCarthy be the next coach of the New York Jets, and that the Jets are interested in doing that if Rodgers is. I'll just say this. Shane's reaction was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Not Diana, but like if they actually do this, because the reason Mike McCarthy got ran out of town the first time was because Aaron just didn't like what he was doing. So the fact that they would want, the fact that he might want him back is amazing.
And not just that, Aaron Rodgers is trying, like, he's already failed to bring the Green Bay Packers, well, because they're the New York Packers, over here in East Rutherford. Like, they're the New York Packers. So, at this point, with all the things that they've done along the way from the offseason till now. So, why would you bring back the head coach that at the end of your tenure you couldn't win with in Green Bay?
And you ran him out of town.
Can we stop with this bullshit with Aaron Rodgers, bro? Just retire. Just retire. You're finished. Retire. Like, enough, man. Like, this is enough. He is ruining. I mean, he ruined his legacy before being a Jet. But my God, stop ruining your legacy by being a weirdo. Stop it. Like, enough is enough. And the thing is, if Woody Johnson had any balls, you don't cave into your quarterback because I want this, I want that, and I still can't win with it. You don't cave into a quarterback like that can't win with everything he's been given.
So I'm also going to say this. I have a theory about this story that Rossini kind of hinted at earlier in the week. Here's my theory. We've also heard throughout the week that this especially was kind of put out there a lot more on Sunday morning if you're paying attention before the games, because sometimes they put out stories on Sunday morning because nobody's going to think about them by the end of the day because there's football on. There was a story on Sunday morning that said that this might have happened also earlier in the week, but no one really paid attention to it. And then Sunday they talked about it a little bit more. Which is basically that Aaron Rodgers might not be a New York Jet in 2025. Even though Devontae Adams was assured, he would be back, right? And honestly, what you're saying is basically that's what they should do. They should let him test free agency. They should let him get out of there or test the trade market, which I agree with. But my perception is this, with all that together, my perception is going to make this a lot worse, which is I think Aaron Rodgers is going to give Woody Johnson an ultimatum in the offseason and say, if you don't hire Mike McCarthy, I'm leaving. And Woody Johnson is going to cave in like he always does, and Mike McCarthy is going to be the next head coach of the New York Jets. That's what I think is going to happen here. That's my theory. So there you go.
And when they don't win, it'll be blown up in 2020, but before 2026. Thank God.
Like halfway through it, probably. Halfway through 2025.
Yeah, at this point, it's just like I wasn't one to bash Aaron Rodgers, you know, through all the COVID stuff, whatever, you know, his choice, all this kind of stuff, whatever. But my God, since becoming a Jet, he's become so damn insufferable, and I can't stand it. And the thing is, It's taking its toll on this team. It's taking its toll on his franchise. And Woody Johnson, because he's a crap owner, is allowing it. And it makes it even worse.
We know, thanks to our TCA group, a good amount of Jets fans, it's taking their toll on them. You could see it in their eyes. It's horrible.
Like the fans are so beyond done. I mean, listen, they're numb to it too. Like poor Josh. Josh just numb to it.
He's numb to it, but I'm telling you, most people are not. Because they came into the year expecting, you know, a playoff team. Funny? I said that they probably only win 3 or 4 games, and then I bumped it up a little bit. Because people were like, you're stupid. I was a little stupid because they're going to win more than 3. I would assume, I would hope, because I think they're at 3 at the moment. But like, oh my God, I should have stuck to my guts there.
I'm trying to remember. What did I say? Like 5? I think I said 5. Or, I think, no, I think it's like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I think on the show I said 3, and that was yikes. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like. I feel bad. Like, PBM got too happy. I'm like, you do realize your team. I'm like, PBM, I love you, bro, but you do realize your team still sucks, right? Like,
I have more for you, Brandon. I have more Aaron Rodgers craziness that we didn't get to yesterday.
What else we got?
I have more. The Jets. Aaron Rodgers was confused by a play call and was quote unquote caught off guard by a miscommunication with the coaching staff. Here's what he said. The reason I was thinking is because we had a conversation on the sideline and I was under the impression the decision before the drive was we were going for 2. Rodgers on whether to go for 2 or kicked an extra point on their last touchdown. So there's even miscommunication on the flipping sideline.
I need a breather. this team, man. Not even this team. This version of Aaron Rodgers, like, it is. I don't want to joke about it. It's a serious thing. But seriously, does he have CTE? Like,
I don't know.
I don't. Like, because I'm like Rodgers is just like, it's becoming like old man yells at cloud.
You said this a couple weeks ago, and it's even more true now.
Like, how many times do we have to get pissed? And we're not even Jets fans, but how many times do we have to get pissed? How many times do Jets fans have to get pissed? How many times do coaches and some of the players have to get pissed and then just upset? And Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, I'm going to sit back, count my millions. I'm just going to reconstruct the Green Bay Packers. If you don't like it, too bad, get off my team. Aaron Rodgers is acting like LeBron. where it's like, you know, we call LeBron the GM teams.
Here's the thing with the LeBron thing. He actually won titles while doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
Somewhat respectable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was going with that. I was going to say, yeah, the only difference between Aaron Rodgers and LeBron is LeBron, you know, his, for the most part, made sense, and he won rings with his moves. Aaron Rodgers is in no position at this point in his career. You know, maybe 10 years ago, if he wanted to make a super team out of the Packers, he could have. That would have been different. But this version of Aaron Rodgers is in no position to make demands about anything that he wants. And if Woody Johnson had common sense, which we know he doesn't because he's not involved with the team,
he has UK friends that are freaking out about him. And the reason why he did this was because he saw Tom Brady do it with the Bucks, and the Bucks were actually sat down and really talked to him about these decisions. Like, yeah, a lot of it was Brady, you know, bringing back Gronk and all these different things. But who do you think okayed it? Bruce Arians? It was still Bruce Arians' final say. So yeah. He okayed those decisions. But he's like, I could do this with the Jets and I can win a Super Bowl. And you know what Tom Brady came out and said like a year later? What I did is virtually impossible. Like, yes, it is. It is. It's virtually impossible to do.
Yeah.
Houston Texans social media, I love you. Because after that fight happened, here's what after that fight happened at the end of the game, that fight was 3 minutes to go that I mentioned earlier. The Houston Texans social media account said, finally a real fight in Arlington this weekend. God damn it, man. And then the Texans social media team also made a joke about the flying rooftops. Which doesn't make sense without the context, but look at their Twitter. But yes.
Oh boy. Remember I said last night, I said, oh boy, it gets worse. And tonight it got worse.
It got worse.
God. Oh, save our souls.
Yeah. You know, this is going to sound like such a bad transition, so excuse me. I think another group of people got their souls saved today, going off to post-credits. Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy today. Have you heard the amount of things that happen on a Spirit Airlines flight?
Yes,
From rats, from rat infestation, to two wings on the plane breaking off, like, to an excessive degree. Like, it's insane.
Yes, because it's Spirit, bro. Like, everybody knows the jokes about Spirit and how it's like, you're literally taking your life. Your life and lives are in your hands when you fly Spirit. Like, I mean, that's just how it is. Like, if you had common sense, everybody, you know, normal people would fly anything else, or hell, most people I know, including myself, fly JetBlue and United, and that's really it.
There's a reason why Spirit tickets were $30.
And it's, and Spirit tickets are $30 because it's like, hey, you may die on this flight. But that's the risk you're taking.
I think in the history of Spirit, no one actually died on the flight, but they were definitely traumatized.
That's a miracle. If no one died on a Spirit flight, that's a miracle.
I have to look it up.
It's holy hell, man. That's awful. Jesus.
Here's the official report, courtesy of Complex. Spirit Airlines is fired for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after struggling with growing debt and a failed merger. Here's my question. Who the hell tried a merger with them? That's my question. Who did they talk to?
Oh, real quick. You want some more funny cowboy stats?
Yes. In the middle of Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. Over the last two seasons, they were 16-1 at home. They had a plus 15.6 point differential, and they trailed for a total in those 17 games, in a total
of 200 and about, yeah, about 227 minutes or 224, something like that. This year alone, they are 0-5 at home. They have a minus 23.6, I think, minus 23 point something. Okay, they just came off the screen, just got off the screen. Minus 23 point something point differential. And they've been trailing for a total of like 274 minutes.
What the? Okay, sorry. I have something worse with the spirit thing. Okay.
Oh, there's more?
Yes. And also, those Cowboys stats are awful. Did you finish with the stats?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. Ticket sales and all their operations will continue as normal, the company said in this statement. I purely voted in this poll. I don't really vote in polls on Instagram, but I purely voted in this poll just to see what happens. But the airline said it secured a deal with bondholders that includes $300 million in financing to keep it afloat. The company plans to end its bankruptcy in the first quarter of 2025. Again, ticket sales and everything else will go as normal. Who the hell paid $300 million to keep that company going? Jesus. And the poll on Complex is, have you flown Spirit before? I voted no. There are 738 responses. Can you guess the percentage of people who have flown Spirit before on this list or on this poll? Of basically 8,000 people.
Oh my god.
And guess who won the poll so far?
Oh no. No, I don't want to.
Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
Yes won the poll with 59% of people.
What?
And no, what it would, and no has 41. So 59% of people in this poll have actually flown Spirit.
So that's literally, so what, 59, so not 50, but 59. So that's probably about what, like 4,500 people out of 8,000? Jesus. Why? Like, oh my god, why?
Let's see.
Oh, sorry. That Dallas Cowboys stat wasn't, my bad, I read it wrong. It was not point differential. It was points per game differential.
Oh, so my god, you made it worse. God damn it. Let's see, what else do I got here? Shedeur Sanders has been tweeting thank you god after every Raiders loss. I think we know where he wants to go. You love this, the Pop Darts Bowl has three edible mascots.
Yes.
The best thing about that bowl game. And I think there's more that I found on that. Yeah, so there's going to be three. There's going to be the regular flavor, not fudge sundae, and wild berry. Let's see, what else do I got here? Shaquille O'Neal is not under contract for Inside the NBA as it moves to a licensing agreement between TNT and ESPN. If there's no Shaq, then what's the point of Inside the NBA?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So TNT, it's not ESPN's fault because it's still TNT licensing, so TNT get that fixed. Also, the fact that we're probably not going to get NBA Countdown, instead we're getting Inside the NBA, thank you, God. Thank you, God. But yeah. And then Amari Cooper said, this is the first time in a long time I actually felt joy from winning. This is more of a football thing. But that's so sad. He actually finally feels joy from winning for the first time ever. So sad. Obviously, we talked about Tommy Cutlets. More football things to finish off. These are like quick hits here. Jamar Chase, when asked what the Bengals could do better to finish games on the Sunday night after Sunday Night Football, he said, ask Zach Taylor. Ask the coaches. Don't ask me. I play football on the field. I don't call plays for us. What?
Hmm.
I've okay. Sure.
Oh, God.
Sure. I mean, yeah, the play call is part of the problem, and you're playing well, so I don't know. I don't know. That's just weird.
I mean, listen. When you're bad, and you just can't admit it, or just don't see it, and you're blinded by it, I guess it's you say and do funny things. So,
Chris Boswell had what did he finish with fantasy wise? Like 24. Chris Boswell
had 24 points.
Chris Boswell had 24 points. Currently, at the time this was posted on Yahoo Sports, I think this was like in the middle of the day, that would have made him fantasy QB6, wide receiver 3, running back 3, and tight end 4 in the middle of the day on Sunday.
Remember when I told you, I said he's having a better day than most of the NFL right now? I knew what I was talking about. Oh, God.
So that's some just football quick hits thing. Do you have any post credits, jugular?
I wish I did, but my God, I can't bury the Cowboys any more than we've buried them this season. So you know, they're everything now is just whatever it is. And in terms of post credit, in terms of like anything else, I don't know. I think we've covered a lot in a very short span of time, about an hour.
Let's see. Puberty, thank you for being a lot of our post-credits and entertainment. The inventor of a Pringles can is currently buried in one.
I guess because of the actors.
Fred Burr, the creator of the iconic Pringles can, left an unforgettable legacy. I mean, he did. Pringles are good. In a unique final wish, the food scientist requested a portion of his ashes to be placed in one of the cans. After his death in 2008, at 89, the family honored his request, burying the remains in a Pringles can.
So that's very...
Let's see. So was this? Okay. So yeah, this was a poverty poll, and Gordon Ramsay announced the winner. Moroccan cuisine was voted the best cuisine in the world.
I don't know about that.
What?
I want to know who's voting.
I want to know who's voting in this. But yeah, that's basically all I got. Just a bunch of stupid stuff that somehow relates to the Cowboys and somehow don't.
I really want to know. This is funny from our NFL, the funny memes that go up. It says the Cowboys are 7 losses away from talking about how great they'll be next year.
Yes. If you don't follow NFL Memes IG and NFL Hate Memes, please do so. It brings us a lot of entertainment.
So funny. God, they're so funny.
The US won today. They thrashed Jamaica, so I didn't even watch it. That's good. So we're moving on in the Nations League. So can we also just talk about how it took the Giants 6 years to bench in a league that is so, hey, you're not a good quarterback, we're gonna bench you. Not only did the Giants not bench Daniel Jones in the last 6 years, they also proceeded to pay him $40 million a year. Can we just talk about that? In a league that's so impatient. Like, isn't that incredible?
I mean, it just takes... God, it just takes that... I mean, do we expect any less from the Giants, though? Do we expect any, you know, competency from them? It's like, I expect that franchise and front office to be just completely just dumbfounded when things don't go their way and then don't realize that they're the problem. This is why, like, listen, and I've said this before, do I love clowning on my division when they suck? Of course I do. But my God, I want to actually have a competitive NFC East like it was when I was a little kid. And it hasn't been listen, I'm happy, but I'm getting bored with the Eagles being like, you know, it's like, you know how you get some, sometimes, you know, you hear people get bored of their own success sometimes. It's like, I love the Eagles, but I want some pushback.
I think you're bored in a frustrated way because you just hate what Sirianni is doing, and rightfully so. Like, you're bored, but you're also frustrated at the same time.
Yeah, I'm bored straighted.
Bored straighted, that's a word.
Yeah, that's the best. God, it's the best thing I could think of. But it's my God, just for like the past, you know, outside of the Giants, their last Super Bowl, which was 2011. Well, yeah. That team has been garbage since I've been a teenager till now. That team has been garbage for over 10 years. For over 10 years, that team has sucked. And the thing is, it's all their own damn fault.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
It's not even like it's not even like you're putting your best foot forward. That's what I'm saying. I want to see both like Dallas and the Giants put their best foot forward.
It's also better. Compete. It's also better for the league. When the Giants and Cowboys are good, the league is more interesting from a casual fan perspective.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, we all make fun of the Cowboys being America's team, and it's like, yeah, because they absolutely suck right now, and that franchise is in hell. But like, you know, when that team is expected to, you know, them and the Eagles are expected to battle for the division, and we're expecting, you know, the Giants to kind of, you know, the Giants haven't been good really since even when Peyton Manning was in when Eli Manning was in his last, you know, few years there, the team sucked. So Eli was a big part of the reason why. You know, and coaching. Well, coaching too. But, you know, Ben McAdoo and you know, Tom Coughlin leaving before that. Then Eli gets benched to break his streak for no damn reason. That team has not made sense since I have been, not even a preteen, basically since I've been 12 years old, literally right after their Super Bowl season.
Yeah,
that team has not made sense.
I would say that. Here's a fun tweet that's gonna blow your mind. You know about Ray McCloud, right? You know about?
Oh yeah.
Ray McCloud is unironically outscoring Jalen Waddle in fantasy football this season.
That's so dumb. Oh my God.
I don't even think Ray Ray is getting that many fantasy points.
Like, oh man. I mean, you know why too? Because he's kind of being used similar to Taysom Hill.
Yeah, he's always been that way in his career. Yeah.
But I think even more so now in Atlanta. Like, it's even more so. Like, and you know what's crazy? And like, this is like, and this is why it's like, it's, I mean, because he's not the only guy, you know. Well, I mean, they used Cordarrelle Patterson the same way in Atlanta, and now they're just, Ray McCloud's just the next Cordarrelle Patterson to take over for him. So it's kind of just crazy but it's like, a guy like that should not be having a better season. Oh God.
Oh my God.
Because, but then again, it's like Taysom Hill, you know, the sometimes you just get those lightning in a bottle, like gadget guys that just work.
Oh yeah.
And he's one of them. So sheesh. Trying to find
do you want to talk about Mike Tyson's butt cheeks?
The internet has memed that to death.
I knew that was gonna happen. It's serious. So, Netflix, you know, what the hell were you doing on Saturday? That fight was bad, or not on Friday. The fight was bad. You didn't even care what was on your programming. Kids are watching it. Like, what the hell? And the women's fight was great. And John Jones was great, too, on Saturday. That's all I got to say on that.
I mean, there's just... It's really bad when, you know, like, thank God the UFC card kind of made up for the Tyson fight. Well, yeah. For just for that fight alone.
Yeah, that and the women's fight made up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fight before the women, too. The two fights leading up to the Tyson fight were really, really good.
Yeah. Yep.
But, yeah, that's... Oh, Lord.
But other than that, I don't really want to talk about either one of those fights. We're good.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, speaking of Tyson Paul, here's a good meme. It says Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, home edition. And it's two cats just literally fighting each other in front of the TV.
That was that was a lot more entertaining than the actual fight. So last thing we'll do. So VIP box for the UNLV game on Saturday. This guy paid $653. And so it's a luxury suite, right? You know, it's a VIP game. Take a look at the food he got for $653. It's in our it's in our chat. Look at this food.
What the hell? That's so stupid. Oh my God.
I recommend searching it up. It's basically the most basic food you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, oh my God, man. Oh my God, I would sue.
$653.
I would sue. Oh God.
That's great for $20, right? I would love that for $20. But yeah. That's $600.
Look at the thing I sent before. How do you have this many players on buy?
Oh yeah, I saw this earlier. Basically, this guy's entire team has a week 12 bye. Can I tell a story?
Yeah.
I had one fantasy team, I think this might have been last year, with a similar amount of buys. I had like six of them. I think. Not this many, but yeah, his whole team is on bye.
I mean, not for nothing. His whole team is also on bye because he has like three Falcons and like three Bills that are playing. So like, not for nothing.
Oh my God! Like
you're also starting a weird team.
Yeah, that's a weird team.
But listen, if there's anything that can save us from this awful NFL year. Last few weeks, really. Not even a year. The last few weeks have been awful. Anything that can save us, it is the wildness of the CFP right now. Because there is so much movement among the top 12 teams that...
Can I put a sidebar on this? I hate the college football weekly selection show bullshit on ESPN. It's the most wasteful hour of anyone's life. Because I know that the committee is going to make some stupid-ass decision, and it's not going to matter next week.
Yeah. And I said this yesterday, and I'll still stand by it. There has to be a better way than having a selection committee just basically pick teams out of a hat.
I have a better way. Use the AP Top 25. That's actually smart.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. Like, I can't. Although not for nothing, it is still funny seeing Florida State get their ass kicked every week when they were complaining that they should have made the CFP last year.
Yeah, the team is a lot different, but yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, I know it's different, but still it's like nobody wanted to watch your fourth string QB play last year. So no one cares.
Yep.
Oh God. Yeah, but I Jesus, I hope
I hope we get some good college football these last couple of weeks, including the championship games, the conference championship games. So, yeah,
conference championships, and then actually it's going to be fun because I'm going to add some CFP stuff into the show because actually there's some CFP games on an NFL Sunday, so we're going to have to be doubling up on those as well, which is going to be great. So that's going to be really fun.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a long day, or long days, long weekends.
Long weekends. I think I'm just going to title this episode Cowboys Torture, because I don't know how else to title it. Because that's all we
did. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fine, because the Cowboys, like, it's crazy how even when they suck, the Cowboys still find a way to bring an Eagles fan pain. Because they're so bad. Like, I want them to suck at full strength and be terrible while still being entertaining. They're not even entertaining and they suck. So I'm in pain.
I had to fall asleep during it. I couldn't do it.
Like, oh my God. It's so bad. I can't. But please get the... Please.
Please get them off our TV screen.
For the powers that be, or if there is a God, get them off our TV screens as much as possible for these next 6 weeks, please.
The only two times we have them guaranteed on our TV is that Monday Night Football game against the Bengals, which I assume everyone's going to be watching the Simpsons cast anyway. It's going to be more fun. And it's because the Simpsons cast, like a lot of it's pre-recorded. That's fine. I'll live with that because I'm excited for the Simpsons cast. And the crap that is Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
Yeah, and for anybody listening, please do yourselves a favor. Now, don't just spend time with your family. Please, eat yourself into one of those classic Thanksgiving food comas and just go to sleep. Don't bother watching the games. Don't watch the games.
We're giving you a PSA. Check out our fantasy stuff at Sports Ethos for those games. We'll give you the best recaps. You're better off. Listen to all of our boys, not just us on Sports Ethos, and fall asleep on Thanksgiving and wake up early and go Black Friday shopping, or hell, just Black Friday shop online like most people.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yikes. At least we're going to be doing Gladiator that week. That's going to give us some fun on Black Friday.
That'd be the most fight that we've seen all weekend.
All for those two days of games.
Oh God.
All right. Well, for Brandon, for myself, the torture is over. What do we have Thursday night? I forgot to check. I'm being an idiot.
It's Steelers Browns.
Get Adam on the show, please. If you can, please get him on after the game, even just for 5 minutes. I want to hear his reaction to hopefully torturing the Browns. And hopefully we see like five fights in the middle of the game. You know what? We're gonna see better fights in that game than we saw on Friday night with Tyson and Paul.
If that defense doesn't sack Jameis Winston like 6-7 times and forces like 3 or 4 interceptions, then I won't understand.
Yeah,
they're not good enough to compete with that Steelers team at all.
I have screw it. Do you want to guess the line for the game right now?
I know it's a division game, but oh Lord, I'm going to say Steelers minus 8.
Steelers minus 3.5.
All right, that's it? What? No, bro. No, there's no way.
It's on ESPN Bet right now. I'm telling you, that's what it is. It's 3.5.
That's beyond stupid. How is it? Listen, I know their offense is struggling, but that defense is going to kill them. Oh my God!
You know, at least we have better games over the weekend. We got your Eagles against the Rams, which should be fun, and then the Harbaugh Bowl on Monday night next week. The Harbaugh, which is going to be fantastic on Monday night. So
that's a battle of two above 500 teams, you know, and so that's worth it.
Yeah. Thanksgiving week doesn't start until Tuesday. I'm counting. People are gonna be like, "That's the start of Thanksgiving week." No, it's not, because it's the previous week. But yeah, yep.
Oh God, Thanksgiving week, and we're getting loaded up on.
We're doing a Friday show, which is probably gonna be completely Gladiator based, and then Sunday, and then Monday.
Yeah,
we're basically doing a normal week, but moving it to Friday.
Oh Jesus! Oh man, this is gonna be that's gonna be a long holiday weekend. Oh God,
he's so long. Oh my God!
Listen. I'm gonna let whoever at Sports Ethos, I'm gonna let them take the blurbs of Thanksgiving games. I don't want to touch it.
You're saying that. Do you know who's doing them? Who's doing the first two?
You.
It's me. I'm doing them. What do you mean? Who's doing them? It's me.
No, I knew you were doing at least one. I don't know if you were doing two.
I'm doing both, and then the guy who does TNF is doing the basically the TNF blurb. Because I want to. At least it'll make me want to watch the games.
But you shouldn't want to watch the games. It's Thanksgiving. Oh God,
you were like whoever's doing it, without even realizing the person who's doing it is right in front of you.
Yeah, I know, because I thought you would do maybe one, not two.
I'm doing both.
Oh God, may God have mercy on your soul.
I'll be honest, the Cowboys Giants one is probably gonna take me like 2 minutes.
Oh, you think?
Because the Cowboys suck so bad, I can't even recommend any of them for fantasy.
Who are you going to write about? Tommy DeVito and Cooper Rush? Who are you going to write about?
I guess another
CeeDee Lamb dud, and another.
CeeDee Lamb is probably the only one I'm going to write it about for the Cowboys, unless something happens, because nobody in their right mind should be starting Cooper Rush or Tommy DeVito, unless you're in a 2 QB league. That's fair. I understand why. And then for the Giants, probably Malik Nabers and hopefully Tyrone Tracy. That's my guess. Yeah. And the morning one, the Lions of the Lions. That's gonna be fun to write about anyway.
So for Dallas, you're gonna cover. Yeah, Lions should be fine. Their opponent, not so much.
but the Bears have interesting blurbs. I did the Bears earlier, so they're fun for fantasy perspective. Yeah. But for the Cowboys, I've done the Cowboys set of games, I think, maybe three. I've done a lot of Packers this year. You've obviously done a lot of Eagles. I've done a lot of Packers this year, which they're really fun to talk about fantasy-wise. I've done a good amount of Cowboys, and I think I only do one of them. I do one for the Cowboys, and I just write, nobody on this roster is worth starting. So there you go.
That's basically what I did last year. Yeah, God, CeeDee Lamb, get him out of Dallas, please.
And you wrote about kickers this past week.
Because that's how bad the Ravens Steelers game was. That's how awful it was.
You took it thinking you were going to write about like awesome offense, and you ended up writing about kickers.
Yeah, I literally thought my two blurbs for the Ravens would be Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. I mean, one of them was Derrick Henry, but not in a good way. And then for the Steelers, I thought I was going to write about, you know, Pickens, yeah, but Pickens didn't even get a touchdown, and I had to write about Chris Boswell kicking six field goals. And the problem is Justin Tucker was 1 for 3. So there were 9 field goal attempts in that game combined. Like, that's, oh God, is that bad? That's just bad football. That's bad red zone offense. That's bad football.
I think you have the Friday shift, right? But I think,
I don't even know. Oh yeah. For Friday. Yeah.
You have the Friday shift, but you have the morning shift. So I'm actually also taking the Chiefs game, I think.
Oh, Rob, don't do that. Don't do that.
And at least it's going to make me want to watch the game, so why not? Our boy Anthony, I think, is doing the TNF game. So sorry, Anthony.
He's got the best one, or he should technically. He should have the best one before, because he's got the Dolphins Packers.
It's funny. Most people don't know who's doing the blurbs, but like, I don't even know who's doing any of them besides us. So I'm fine with revealing that we're doing them. You can throw shade on us on Twitter if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not that there's any shade to throw at us for fucking Cowboys games.
Yeah, like no one's gonna get pissed if we write, hey, this team is so bad. Like, don't start them. Don't even touch them. Like, because it's true. Like, why at this point outside, like I literally said today too, because I had to and also my blurb shift today, the last thing I'll say before we get off, my blurb shift today was not a long one because there was no news, none today to write about.
Well, I'll be honest, they keep milking the Dak Prescott IR news because I've been writing about that for, I think, 3 weeks. And they just released another report this morning. I'm like, dude, we already wrote about this weeks ago. What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to touch it. So I wrote about, because CeeDee Lamb popped up instead, because he actually popped up on the injury report with a back injury before this game.
Which was incredibly important to put on, because people are still starting him.
Yeah. But that's the only blurb I did, because everything else was either, oh yeah, Dak Prescott's officially going on IR. I'm like, I don't care. I'll let somebody else handle that before the game tonight. So I was like,
Well, no. I handled it 2 weeks ago. Why should we do it again?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, is that eventually we're going to have to, like, you know, I hated that came through again. But, like, my shift today, like, it was all, like, linebackers and offensive linemen and, like, corners. It wasn't – and it was, like, bad. It was like CB3s that were getting hurt. I was like – so I have nothing to write about except for – I only wrote one blurb today, and it was about CeeDee Lamb, his back. And I in that blurb, I even said, only start him if you are – so freaking desperate for any help possible because you cannot start anybody on the Cowboys, and he's the only one that you could conceivably start because it's CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
So but I was like, listen, only start him if you are so desperate that you are crying out to God for help. Like, because they're...
Oh, my God. I found something even worse for the Cowboys. I found highest paid players this season includes money both on and off the field. Number one is Dak Prescott at $96.3 million.
Oh, my God.
86.3 off the field, $10 million off the field. Travis, good Lord, Travis bro. Kelce makes $35 million off the field.
I mean, yeah. This is so dumb. Well, yeah, because Travis didn't... Yeah. I mean, look at all the commercials he does. And also the fact that he's... At this point, we can almost safely... Not safely. We can almost bet that he's basically Taylor Swift's husband, not boyfriend, at this point.
Yep, pretty much.
Jesus, man. Aaron Rodgers still in the top 10. That guy is stealing money at this point in his career.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, Jesus, stealing money. Kirk Cousins, stealing money. Everybody else I'm fine with. But my God, Rodgers, Wilson, and Cousins. 7, 9, and 10. That's all stolen money.
All right. That'll be it for Brandon and I. The torture is over for at least one day. I'll see you back here on Thursday, brother.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. We'll see if I make it to Thursday. Oh, at this point. But yeah, I should be here.
Oh, my God. All right. Have a great night, everybody. And we'll see you on Thursday.
Yeah, have a good one, everybody.
See ya.